Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Congressman Devin Nunes. And now, with all the hats that Devin wears, the author, Countdown to Socialism, the Californian, the ranking member on the Health Subcommittee of Ways and Means, all of those hats and podcaster Devin Nunes, we turn to Congressman Devin Nunes because this week we had the drama, it certainly looked like it, of the Democrats voting for a bill that they wrote, entirely Democratic voters, 220 of them, yes, of course. But it's very confusing because now it goes to the Senate and already there is this argument that started within the Democratic Party. The Republicans are not part of this. And Devin, I want to concentrate on the puzzlement here. Apparently, there's a huge argument in the Democratic Party now, not about can we afford it, not about energy, although there is that argument that must be taken up in the Senate because of Mr. Manchin, but about tax breaks for the rich. This is overwhelmingly odd, Devin. The bill, as written, is going to give tax breaks without caps to the richest people in America because it's going to change the decision that you made in 2017 when you passed the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017 to limit the amount of money that anybody in a state can take for state taxes from their federal forms. It's going to raise what was $10,000 to $80,000. And there are some other details here I get lost. But they're having an argument in the Democratic Party. It's very odd to me, Devin. We have a quote from Bernie Sanders, the man who wrote much of the bill that is now being debated, saying that this is inappropriate to give benefits to the richest people in America. Is this something you can explain, Devin, from the outside? I know you're not participating in these arguments, but it's very odd that we're told that the Republicans are all for tax cuts for the rich, and that's what the Democrats are doing.
Well, John, it's a lot like this is just one part of the religion of the new socialist left, is that they've always talked about Republicans being the party of the rich and big business. Well, you know, it's just simply not the truth. And what's happened is that because all of the Democrats' constituents, really they rely on the billionaires who fund all of the kind of big picture left-wing groups, all the tech oligarchs. We don't have to get into, we've talked about it many times, of Zuckerberg giving $500 million that went in to influence the election, not directly to the Democrat Party, not to Democrat candidates, but went into so-called nonprofits that went around and vote harvested and harvested ballots and really swayed what were the toss-up states, was where most in toss-up counties where most of this money went to. So this is a party that's really has a problem because, you know, they talk about being for the poor, being for the working class and the middle class. But what they've been desperate to do is bring back this massive tax cut for all their billionaire and millionaire buddies that have million-dollar homes. And we were shocked when they brought this back. They started talking about it. We didn't think it would end up in the final bill. But at the end of the day, there's just so many Democrats whose, you know, all their rich buddies really rely on these tax cuts to survive, because it's like up to an $80,000 tax cut. So you can imagine, and this goes, basically you can take your property tax and your state taxes, your state and local taxes, and you get a tax rebate from the federal government. So if you're in Manhattan or Hollywood or Chicago, you love that. It's $80,000 in your pocket. Now, if you're in San Joaquin Valley of California, you don't, you know, the home values are much lower. Or if you're in a, you know, rural anywhere for that matter, South Dakota, North Dakota. You just don't care about this. So this is just a massive, massive tax cut, for the rich. And we're shocked that they put it in. We're not shocked about the hypocrisy. They've long been the party of the billionaires and the woke corporations. But we didn't think they were stupid enough, to give all their buddies $80,000 tax breaks, but they were. And I think this is gonna reap long-term repercussions because, the Bernie Sanders of the world who are, you know, outright socialists, you know, they're not a part of the Democratic Party. They're part of the Socialist Party. They don't believe in this. And so you've got the Pelosi types who want to give tax breaks to their buddies versus to the more ideological socialist Bernie Sanders. And Pelosi could not get the votes together. So she had to give all of her buddies in San Francisco and Hollywood and Manhattan this special tax break in order to get the votes in order to pass this out of the House. But now it heads to the Senate where it's going to be a problem to pass.
The Wall Street Journal reports a small but committed group of lawmakers from high tax states like New York and New Jersey and the Connecticut state that I'm living in and the California state that you're living in have for years insisted on repealing the 10,000 cap, which Republicans put into place as part of the 2017 law. It goes on to say, but even lifting the cap has tilted the tax benefits in the bill towards high-income Americans, alarming other Democrats who have themselves promised to raise taxes on the wealthy, not cut them. Devin, New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and California, that's a great number. That's not a small number. That's a great number of the Democratic majority. They only had 220 votes for the bill on Friday. They don't have what can they give? They can give four seats. That's it. There are more than four in those states who are, what are they going to say? They're going to say we're giving tax cuts to pass the bill?
Well, and John, and just think about this. So already this bill is upside down. You take every poll from left wing to conservative polls and the Republicans are way ahead. And I can promise you that 99% of Americans have no clue what's in this bill because this bill is massive. It's the largest advancement towards socialism in U.S. history. This bill is absolutely loaded with things like this. So imagine, once the American people find out that this is a giveaway to the mega rich in this country. That's all this is. It's a giveaway to the mega rich. And it's gonna reap repercussions, as they try to move this bill through the Senate and then bring it back to the House.
Isn't it also doing the work of these high tax Democratic states and not in any fashion seeking to, acknowledge that there are low tax Republican states that are being ignored? I mean, they're just, this is dividing the country into two pieces with a piece of legislation, or was that always the intent?
I think it's even worse. It's even worse than that because it's really, this is about, these tax cuts go to the upper middle class, to the super wealthy in big cities that are all run by Democrats. So you really, once you take that out, you're talking about, you know, 70, 80, 90% of Americans, or more, well, it's actually more of Americans, but I'm talking about just the geography who are completely, not impacted by this, but they're going to be paying for all of these rich people, that are supporters of the Democratic left and Socialist Party to get tax breaks. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. You know, at a time when, you know, this economy for so long was doing so well until the Democrat socialists went on this absolute spending orgy, and causing supply chains problems and going after the energy production in this country that's leading to, you know, in what, you know, if Biden just would have come in and Harris, if they just would have come in and just took a nap, just did anything, just sit in the White House and just say, we're not Trump. Isn't it nice to be normal again? They didn't need to go and tinker with the tax code. They didn't need to go and pass an extra $2 trillion in spending after we had already done all the spending to keep the economy afloat when the economy was shut down last year. This was completely self-inflicted. Even the Democrat, even left-wing economists that are honest have been out there for months saying that the Democrat spending orgy has to stop. I'm not talking about Republican economists, John. I'm talking about Democrat left-wing economists have said this can't continue. So, you know, I don't know. We can't predict what's going to happen here. But if they just keep going, if they just keep digging, you know, rule number one, you know, for whether it's an alcoholic or anybody that has a problem is admit that you have a problem.
Right.
And here they're not admitting they have a problem. They're just doubling down and saying, no, we don't care. We're going to give our buddies in Manhattan and Hollywood, we're going to give them tax breaks. Screw you.
Were you in the Republican caucus? Were you all, I know you talk about these things. Did you actually think they would do this, or was it, I always thought it was just a tease that they wouldn't actually go ahead and have a no means tested giveaway to the richest people. I live next door to horse farms up right across Dutchess County, just on the edge of where I live. Dutchess County has these vast, beautiful estates, horse farms. They're owned by extremely well-to-do people. That's who's going to get a tax break, Devin. Did you actually think that Pelosi would do this, or did you think she was teasing?
I never did, Johnny. You have to remember the amount of this tax break, $80,000, is more than most families with dual incomes in this country make.
Yeah.
So who could possibly get an $80,000 tax break? It's going to be people that make, you know, well over $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 a year. That's where that money's going to go. Did I think they would do it? No. But I think there's nothing that's happened, in the first 10, 11 months of this Biden administration, where I could have predicted this, and I expected bad things to happen. I've been around long enough. I saw the Pelosi regime and the Obama regime back in 07 and 08 and 09 and 10 when Obamacare was passed. I saw how they behaved then. I saw them get thrown out of office. So I knew it could get really bad. But this is beyond the pale. And I think that's why you're seeing in race after race, not just Virginia, but in local races, Republican candidates are winning in traditionally Democratic strongholds. And it's why you see the poll numbers like we've never seen. Republicans have never seen polls this good. And then you take on top of that, we've never raised money like this. So clearly Republicans and conservatives are engaged because the RNC is out raising the DNC. That just came out here in the last few days, which that's unheard of also, John, when you have a Democratic president, Democratic Senate, Democratic House. Typically, that means that the opposition party is in the doldrums. They're trying to rebuild. It's hard to go raise money because a lot of people say, well, you guys can't win anyway. Well, the opposite's happening. We have a record number of candidates. We have a record amount of money. And my guess is as long as gas keeps going up and groceries keep going up and energy supplies and you keep trying to pass tax cuts for the super liberal. My guess is that we keep racking up victories and we keep racking up candidates. And that's why we see polling that has never existed. We've never seen a lead in the generic ballot in all this time in my time around. And I think in the history of polling where you're talking about double digits for a Republican. And it's just simply incredible, but it's entirely self-inflicted. Like I said, if they just would have taken a nap and not done anything, they'd probably be doing pretty well right now.
Happy Thanksgiving, Devin. Here we are at Thanksgiving time. We have a lot to be grateful for, chiefly those vaccines, the miracle of U.S. Pharmaceutical companies producing the vaccines and an understanding of where we are in the recovery. So I thank you for your voice throughout the year. We'll continue. But Devin's
well, thank you, John, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to all the listeners out there. It's always a pleasure to spend this time with you on your podcast.
Podcaster Devin Nunes, author Devin Nunes, Californian Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes, and at this moment, what you'd have to say, flabbergasted Devin Nunes at the tax cut for the rich in the Build Back Better that now goes to debate in the U.S. Senate for the balance of the year. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay-
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.